Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, Pucks and Ponies. Can't wait for Eddie O. Looking forward to talking to them.
It's finally upon us. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. The great man himself, Eddie Olczyk, joins us now with years and years of wisdom regarding Pucks and Ponies,
and
he joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Edzo, good morning. How are you, sir?
Molly, David, always great to be with you guys. And obviously at this time of year, you know, what are we, some 30, you know, whatever, I'm not going to do the math, 30 plus hours from the Kentucky Derby, and it's my 11th year covering the Kentucky Derby for NBC. Ooh. I mean, where in the hell is the time gone? So hopefully we can make people some money this weekend, and if people want to follow my picks all weekend long, one of the places you can at home bet the Kentucky Derby would be at twinspires.com. That's twinspires.com. You can get all of my picks for the weekend and stay up to date and be able to bet it from your couch at home or wherever you might be watching the Kentucky Derby or even the Kentucky Oaks today. So it's always great to be with you guys. And right now we're keeping an eye on the weather for tomorrow. It looks like we better, you know, I think you better find out whose mutter was a mutter, because it looks like that we might have a little bit of moisture here over the course of the next 30 plus hours. So let's keep our fingers crossed that, you know, it stays south or north, but I'm preparing for, you know, going to get the old galoshes out and hopefully not ruin the suit tomorrow afternoon, if you know what I mean.
Eddie, the latest in news this morning, has Grande been scratched?
Yes. Oh. He has been scratched. So Todd Pletcher out of the Kentucky Derby. Yeah. And there might be, again, we know what rumors are, but there seems to be maybe a chance that there might be maybe another horse or two, unfortunately, that would end up getting scratched. The scratch time tomorrow for, you know, to get into the weeds tomorrow for the race, or I'm sorry, for today, has passed, but again, they still go through some, you know, they still go through some procedures and look-overs and comb-overs and twice-overs and everything else just to make sure. So we'll see what goes on, but right now we do have a field of 19, and it's a very competitive race. But I think it's one horse, another horse, and I think it's everybody else. So hopefully we can make people some money tomorrow.
Well, we know journalism is the favorite, and like my question is whether this is going to be the, you know, it's 3.5 to 1, I think, right now. Edzo, will this be the best odds you can get that horse for this year? In other words, in this season, in the Triple Crown, is this horse, you know, better? He's better than everyone else. Could he be the horse that you'll regret not getting better than 2 to 1 on the rest of the time?
Molly's asking, what is the future of journalism?
Well, I mean, look, I would say if you can get 3 plus 3+, 3.5 to 1 on the horse that I think is going to win the 151st running, Mully of the Kentucky Derby. I think you take it. Now, if you were in on this horse a few months ago, like yours truly, and got tickets north of 12 to 1 on him to win the Kentucky Derby, I'm sitting on a couple of nice tickets. But in saying that, look, like you only can take what the track gives you. I really believe because, look, as you guys know, there are a lot of people that are going to be able to bet the Kentucky Derby, and they only bet one race a year, and they're going to bet the race. So there's going to be a lot of money that comes in there that maybe pushes up prices or takes horses down, right? Because everybody remembers Rich Strike from a couple of years ago. Everybody wants to bet the long shot or whatever. So there's a lot of money in the pool. It's parimutuel wagering, where I think sometimes just the prices may be, you know, inflated in a good way and obviously deflated bad in another way. So to me, if you can get 3 to 1, but you can also turn a 3 to 1 into a 25 to 1 or a 30 to 1. Like I'm picking journalism at whatever price he is. Right. I'm going to pick the 8 horse. I'm going to use 3 other horses in behind in my Twin Spires account. I'm going to pick the 14 Tistastic. I'm going to use the 17 Sandman for our Metallica fans out there. And then the horse that threw in from the outside. It's very important for people to know the number 21 Baeza is running tomorrow. He drew in because of the scratch of Rodriguez yesterday. He draws into the body of the field, and Baeza, the 21, ran against journalism in the last race and only got beat 3/4 of a length. He's a very young horse. He hasn't run a lot. Now they're going a little bit farther. The last race between him and journalism winning, Baeza second. That race was 1 1/8 out in California at Santa Anita. Now they're going to stretch out a little bit more to 1 1/4 miles. I think both horses can handle a wet track. So I'm starting to get I'm feeling like, you know what? If I think journalism is the best horse, and I think that Baeza might be just a notch below when it's everybody else, why don't I try to turn a 3 to 1 into 17 or 18 to 1 and play an exacta so you can get them both ways? And if it comes in the other way with Baeza on tap, $2 bet and if you box them, the $4 investment might come back maybe $29 or $30. So I'm going to be using the 821 all over, but I think you certainly – those are the four horses I'm going to use, but do not sell short the number 21 horse because he happened to draw into the field of the Derby tomorrow.
Hmm. Yeah. Good insight there. Yeah. So recap those for us, Eddie.
Sure. 8, journalism. 14, Tistastic, who will probably be about, 20 to 1 number 17, Sandman, and number 21, Baeza. Rain or shine, I'm using those four horses, but my pick will be journalism to win the 151st running of the Kentucky Derby.
You joke about the mutter thing, but that is a big deal. Do you generally like a speed horse before it gets the dirt going, or do you like someone from coming behind? You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. Sometimes tracks, there are biases on racetracks where you can have, the deepest closer or the great, sprinter that comes from behind. It runs slow and it picks up the paces at the end. Like sometimes on a racetrack, it doesn't matter. It favors speed. Favoring type horses. Now in this race, I will say is that I think there is enough speed in this race where I think they go quick early, and then that they come back to the pack, and then you have those mid range or those deep closers. Like I don't know if you want to be 20 lengths out of it, sitting 19th or 20th, but if they do go overly fast, which if it does come up off track, Molly, to your point. Maybe they go crazy and think they can carry the speed, and all of a sudden they start staggering home. And, I'm hoping journalism is sitting in that, seventh or eighth spot, just kind of, saving ground, galloping around. And I'll give everybody just a little inside horse racing here. When you hear Larry Comas on NBC tomorrow, the race caller for us, he'll give some times in the race in fractions. He'll say 1/4 mile in. He'll say 1/2 mile in. 46 seconds. And then when he says 3/4 of a mile into the race, if it's anything in that 1:10 range, a minute and 10 and 1:10 and one, or if it's anything faster than 1:10, you got a pretty good chances that if you like horses that are in behind that speed, like that number is the lead horse. That's when he gives that fraction. So the faster they go, for me, I'm hoping that they go 109 and change, because if they go 109 and change, then you know horses coming from behind have a great chance at winning tomorrow.
Right. We're talking with the great Eddie Olczyk, sponsored by Twin Spires. Go to twinspires.com, download the great new Twin Spires app, and bet with the official betting partner of the Kentucky Derby. So what about today, Eddie? What if people want to get going today? Any good? What's your best advice?
Yeah, what about the Oaks?
The Oaks, again, like, look at the right now, it's unbelievable. It's beautiful here right now. I mean, it is gorgeous here right now. But there is a front that's supposed to be moving right in somewhere around Oaks time, which is 4:50-ish Chicago time. And we will have the coverage on USA Network today. And I am a part of the Twin Spires family, by the way, David and Molly. I don't know if you guys could tell or not, but I am a part of the Twin Spires family now. So, I shouldn't say I don't like good cheer, because the horse is pretty much unblemished, going to be 6-5. I think that's way too short on the 11 horse good cheer, the favorite. If the track comes up a little bit wet, I'm gonna use the third. I'm probably gonna pick the 13 horse, Bless the Broken, which is, I think, 30-1 in the morning line. I think they're gonna go hot up front, and the horse is bred for an off track, has run on an off track. So if you're keeping an eye on the weather and you see the track, you know, be good or sloppy or muddy, that would lead me to maybe bet with both hands in that Oaks today. So maybe a little Oaks Derby double, where I, you know, go with the 13, Bless the Broken, and then I use Journalism and Baeza. So a little 13 with 8 and 21 for a daily double, meaning I have to win the Oaks, the 13, and right, then one of those two horses has to win the Kentucky Derby. So hopefully turn maybe a $40 investment into, let me do quick math here, maybe into about $2,500 plus.
You know, Eddie, one of the things you are always worried about in horse racing is just, you know, being able to handle the crowd of horses. You know, the journalism in its last race, there were 5 horses in the race, I believe.
Yeah.
Now you got 19. Now you're relying on the jockey to be able to manage through that. Does that concern you? Is that the only real concern about that horse, just given the number of animals in the race?
Yeah, I think it's fair. The last 2 races, actually, Molly, were 5-horse fields. But he did run in a 10-horse field a couple of races ago. So, look, none of these horses have ever run against, you know, 14, 15, 19 horses. I mean, like, you're going to need luck. I mean, we know that. Mm-hmm. We see over history, you need a trip. You need to have your pilot, your jockey, put you in a position to be able to win. But I think his positioning, I think he is big enough. I described him earlier today as, I mean, he's almost like a senior in high school, you know, running against, you know, sophomores and freshmen. He just has that build, and I believe he takes 2 steps for everybody else's 1. So even in a 5-horse field in a Santa Anita Derby, Molly and David, you know, he had some problems in his last race. Like, it looked like he got stopped, and it looked like he was done, and all of a sudden he re-rallied, and he went going away and ended up beating Baeza. So is it a concern? Yeah, maybe a little bit. You would have liked to have seen 7, 8, 9 horses in there, but look, you can only play the hand that you're dealt, and you only can face, you know, who is in those races. So I think it's fair, but going to need some luck, going to need a clean break. But I just think that he breathes different air. That's just my opinion.
And he's got the best buyer figure of any horse in the race, so that's nice.
Yeah.
All right, so have we covered all of the horse racing things? Because I want to make sure we do before we turn to a couple hockey questions, Eddie, because I have to get your perspective.
Yeah, I think so. Just keep an eye. Look, my picks are locked in. I'm going to go rain or shine. It doesn't matter for the Derby. And again, I think I'm going to press a little bit more if it happens to get a little little wet here later this afternoon on the 13, Bless the Broken. I need things to break, no pun intended, to go the right way for Bless the Broken to run. But I think I'm going to look for more of a closing type of horse in the Oaks today than I would maybe a speed favoring type of horse.
Yeah, we haven't touched on anything yet. We haven't even gone through like Cole Battle and the broken down horse guys and all that. There are 1,000 interesting stories.
I know there are. Bob Baffert as well. But we've got to get to some hockey at some point.
Oh, boy.
All right. So
Baffert down to 1 horse.
Eddie, have to get your perspective. The Hawks spoke to David Carl. David Carl is the coach at the University of Denver. Great program. Young guy. Would have been a great fit. He said no. From what I understand, they made a multi-year, multi-million dollar offer to a guy who might be at the top of several organizations' list to be their next head coach. If he said no just to stay Denver, I think people can understand and still wonder. If he said no and goes to another NHL team, I think the Hawks find themselves at a crossroads. How did you interpret him turning down the Hawks, and where do they go from here?
Well, he's very sought after. Look, and I agreed with, you know, the decision of the hockey operations with Kyle Davidson and Norman McIver and under Danny Wirtz, that, you know, they zero it in on a guy. And, you know, I agree with that. Actually, David Carl played for me back in 2006 when I coached Team USA over in a world championship for the under-18s. And I've known him a long time, and, you know, it just seems that, it just wasn't a fit. So, again, for what reason, staying or looking at other jobs, I mean, they would, you know, they would only have the answer to that, and obviously, in David Carl. So it looked like that's who they wanted, and they weren't able to, you know, they weren't able to seal the deal because he, you know, wanted to keep his options open. So now, obviously, it's, you know, there are a lot of coaches available, and I'm hearing that Mike Sullivan is either in New York now or headed to New York. He had ties to the Blackhawks because he was a part of the team back in 15 on the management side when they won the Stanley Cup. And, you know, he's had great success in Pittsburgh and won a couple of Stanley Cups there. So, there are a lot of great coaches out there. You know, type of team you're going to have is the type, you know, what type of coach do you want to be able to lead? And, you know, sometimes you just don't get the guy that you want, and then you got to go to plan B or plan C. So, I hope that they end up getting the coach that they want. There are a lot of great coaches out there, and, you know, obviously they want to turn the ship around here sooner than later.
Should we be concerned, whether this is fair or not, that they don't have, like, Scotty Bowman telling them, go hire Joe Quenneville? Don't you need, and could you be that guy? I mean, I wonder if they need to consult with people and mm-hmm. have other ideas about who to hire. I mean, listen, if Cooper somehow became available, I think you go hire him.
Oh my gosh,
That seems That's fairly the hot obvious. Rumor. And if you have to pay through the nose, I think that's sure. what you do. But I'm just wondering about, you know, how to react to that.
Well, Kyle and Normie, I mean, Normie's been around, you know, as long as I have. I played with Normie. So, I mean, Normie's been around a long, long time. You know, Kyle, obviously, you know, has gone through the Blackhawk franchises and has moved up his way and earned that opportunity to become the general manager. So, look, I'm sure everybody has their conduits. Everybody has their people that they lean on, whether they're within the organization or not. You know, all organizations are built differently from, you know, from having, you know, a couple of, you know, like a three-headed monster, so to speak, or just one person in charge that calls all the shots. So I think for the Hawks, it's obviously it's a very important hire here moving forward. And, you know, regardless of who their resources are, is that, you know, I'm sure that they will feel very comfortable with who that is. And look, like, you know, people are becoming available. Like, you know, I mean, it just happens where all of a sudden, you know, there's a falling out somewhere or somebody wants to change. And then all of a sudden, so I think you sit back. I think you try plan A. Obviously, it looks like that anyways, you know. So, and then you see, you know, what's at your disposal here moving forward. And then, you know, you use all the information. You talk to the people that you trust and get the right person there for, you know, you're planning for that person to be there for, you know, 10 years. I mean, I just look at when I was in Pittsburgh and I went to apply for the minor league job in Wilkes-Barre Scranton. Next thing you know, two interviews later, they were asking me would I be interested in coaching the big club. And like, just sometimes you just communicate with people and all of a sudden you think, wow, you know, like this is the person I think that can lead us both on and off the ice and be the spokesperson for the franchise. Because it's just, as you guys know, it's just not about the X's and O's. And look, that's how you will be evaluated. We understand that. But it also has a lot to do with the verbalization publicly and talking to your fan base. And look, I know that was one of the reasons I was hired in Pittsburgh, is that I had or have that ability to be able to sell hope. Right. To mm-hmm. to tell the people,
right.
You know, not necessarily tell them everything, but just get, you know, give them enough. And that's part of it, is that, you know, you have to have somebody, I think, that can get out there and talk to your fan base and talk to the media. And most importantly, be able to coach your team and improve your team and get the best out of all your players and improve them to the best of their ability. So, yeah, I just think that, look, you got some tremendous people in that front office that have been around and know a lot of people, and they will hire the best guy that they feel here moving forward. And like I said earlier, hopefully that will that will be a start of turning this ship around for the Hawks and getting them back to where I know exactly where Danny and the franchise wants to get to.
Eddie, we have a minute, but in that minute, can you tell us, is this still a desired destination?
100%. 100%. 100%. Without question. Look at, it's been down. Yeah, you can't run from it. You can't. But I think they have some really good pieces there, to figure out, exactly, where we were, where we are, and where we're trying to get to. And but 100%, player-wise, coaching-wise. Now, look at, some coaches are in parts of their career where, they're only going to take a select job because they feel they're, I would hope every coaches in the NHL to want to win a Stanley Cup.
Right.
But lots of situations are different. But hey, Yeah, the Hawks are looking right now. Yeah, it's in the distance. But if you can find that right guy that wants to be there and hires a hell of a staff and hockey ops makes a couple of tweaks here and there, I would say forget about the Stanley Cup right now. Look at the division. How do we move up that ladder in the division? Because the division is pretty damn good.
It's great stuff. Edzo, thank you a ton for that, but really for the racing stuff too. And I'm not betting a Japanese horse. Let's just get that out there. I was worried about that. But I admire Daytona, but not that much.
Great stuff, Eddie. Thanks. Have a great weekend. Looking forward to seeing you on TV.
Great weekend, guys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And go Cubbies, by the way.
Go Cubbies.
There you go.
All right.
That's our guy. Eddie Olson.
That's
great stuff.
What a treat. Yeah.
312-644-6767. We got so much stuff to get to. My God, we're just getting started here, and we got to hurry up. Mully and Haw on the score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The Browns are serious about bringing it back. The Bears are very serious about bringing him in and are trying to make this push to bring him in. It's just going to depend on what's willing to offer more. I don't think if Nick were to take the offer to Chicago, he's always going to be beloved here. I think that everybody would love him to finish his career in Cleveland, but I still don't think a year in Chicago or 2 years in Chicago is going to change how he's seen by Browns fans or even by the organization long term.
Mulligan Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That is 92.3, The Fan in Cleveland. They've gone a step further. They're naming the Bears as the team in the NFC North that Nick Chubb may have a deal in place with or may be interested in going to.
And worried about how his legacy will be affected if he plays for the Bears for 1 or 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting, because we talked about Kyle Manungai being the seventh round pick from Rutgers.
Yes.
Contributing and complimenting DeAndre Swift. Nick Chubb would certainly be a veteran who, if he is healthy, is definitely a complimentary back and could be the workhorse in that backfield if he can stay healthy.
Yeah, you know, they're going to run play action, so you need someone that can
do
that. Maybe you got a rookie in the seventh round who can do that, or maybe you need to get someone that seems more
battle-tested.
Thank you.
I think that's a good point.
I almost said taller.
Both.
Okay, so that's one that
we got a lot to get to.
We have a lot to get to. I want to get to, we talked a little bit about the comparison between the World Series Cubs and this Cubs
team. Yeah, 2016 to this year.
And so
it's a compliment.
So as we were talking off the air, we got into this idea of, well, who is the Kyle Schwarber? You know, Kyle Schwarber got injured that season and then came back late with his heroics.
And they don't win the World Series without him.
No question about that. And this is who on this roster is able to stick a ball on the roof of the building and let it stay there. And we decided.
The natural.
Here we go. So we decided that may well be Moises Ballesteros. That may be the little big man
that
who
could
ends
be.
Up coming up and giving you
Schwarbs.
The fireworks at the end of the year.
The
Schwarbs like homers.
Young catcher.
Yes.
Kyle Schwarber was
Look
drafted as a catcher.
Oh, you are
the
real.
Symmetry is right there, but
it's
didn't
beautiful.
Play it at the major league level because they didn't really trust him as a catcher.
Yes.
And so his bat would travel well, and his bat was the reason he was here. And yes, I think Moises Ballesteros fits that bill in the standpoint of you're not sure how he would translate as a catcher. Those are the concerns that have been expressed by scouts, not just us.
Yes.
But boy, could he hit.
Yes, he's hitting the heck out of the ball. And you heard Tommy Burch tell us earlier that it's been amazing. It's like Chris Bryant type offense. Now, I said, like, wait a minute, like, you wanted to move him to first base, and I said, the kid is like 5'6", and mm-hmm. you laughed at me.
I did laugh at you.
And you said you would clarify
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm going to clarify.
Look it up.
He's not 5'6".
Thank you.
He's 5'7".
He's 5'7".
Yeah,
I wasn't that far off.
And that's the whole reason you brought this up, because
well, no.
you wanted to point
no,
out.
You said, we're going to look it up. We'll tell you when we come back. And then you looked at it, and you're like, oh, my God, he's 5'7".
I didn't realize.
Like, I wasn't that far off.
I thought he was 5'10". I thought he was 5'10".
I'm just more surprised that Mully's actually okay with them bringing up a guy who's 5'6" to 5'8".
what you know, see, just because you are vertically challenged doesn't mean that I don't like the young catcher.
Just because I'm actually taller than him.
He's a heightist.
How much taller? You loom over him by an inch?
At least an loom. Inch and a half.
Tower. He towers over him.
Inch and a half.
You know what's interesting about
so you're 5'8" and a half now? Is that what happened?
I might have shrunk, getting older.
Ballesteros is on. I think that it's on the table, him coming up and helping this year. It's got to be. him hitting as well as he's hitting, as Tommy Burch said, how much? What else does he have to prove? He compared him to Chris Bryant in Triple A.
Yes, Chris Bryant. Offensively,
he did connect those two names.
And yes. I know that Craig Counsell said what he said yesterday because it makes sense. You hope that he doesn't see the major league roster this year because that would mean you don't have any weaknesses. But eventually, it's a long season.
But if you need help,
he's there.
You got a guy that could be like your Yermin Mercedes.
The Yerminator.
See what I did there?
Yes, the Yerminator. We need a good nickname for Moises Ballesteros. Just
leave Tony La Russa out of it. Yeah.
Let's not connect those two names.
Huh? So you know what's interesting about Schwarber, among many other things, that we mentioned, somebody asked a question about 2016. Our mind immediately after I mentioned Baez, Bryant, and Rizzo, we mentioned Schwarber because we think, as I just said, they don't win the World Series without him. So you get on the baseballreference.com, Kyle Schwarber played two games in 2016.
Oh, he got hurt.
Two games in the regular season.
But if he doesn't come back.
I agree. I'm guilty of it as well, but it's just fascinating to see back of his baseball card, the season that we most associate him with, he played two games in.
He came back with a knee injury. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Remember, he was taking batting practice in Arizona, playing in the fall league out there.
Remember.
And then he flew back and he arrived. Oh, man. That was such a great month.
Like that was the Paul Bunyan type thing. I mean, it was like, it was unbelievable.
That was the stuff legacies are made of.
I'm not arguing. But, you know, we decided Moises Ballesteros.
I think it's the comp.
If we're playing fantasy baseball,
offensive minded,
we tried to trade for the Bulls players. We're just having fun all week.
That lasted a day and a half.
So that lasted
a day and a half. That Giannis love.
That's the comp we came up with.
I think it's okay. That's a good comp. Yeah. So we have another pipe dream you want to address with the Chicago Fire.
Oh, I just think we should mention that, you know, already Kevin De Bruyne has announced that he is leaving Manchester City. Kevin De Bruyne is a Belgian soccer player. He's an excellent player. He's like a longtime star for the Belgian national team, and he's excellent. And I heard the manager say recently that they need help in the midfield. They got a couple guys that can score. De Bruyne can do that, man. I mean, he would be so good. And we know the owner is ambitious, and we know they are connected. And I think De Bruyne, like most players coming over, would like to play in Miami, but Chicago would have first choice of him. And this would be
aggressive owner.
This would be as good a player as they've had in a long time. Again,
okay.
33 years old. He's, you know, obviously
he's at the tail end of his career.
Yes, he is.
But he's not done yet.
Not done
he's
yet.
He's better than some of the.
Oh, he's a lot better
European
than Schweinsteiger.
Players they have brought over.
Yeah, they brought over Schweinsteiger.
Joe Mansueto, the owner of the Chicago Fire, very aggressive, willing to spend,
ambitious,
and full of ambition.
No question.
And I'm surprised that you brought that up and Gabe Ramirez sitting next to me, showing me up yesterday, outdressing me at the White Sox Charities Gala, did not mention that to me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just...
You're the soccer guy.
No, I'm not. I'm a Man United
guy. Gabe is the soccer face. You're the soccer guy.
I like Man United, and I despise players from City, such as De Bruyne. So I know about him.
But you would give him a big Chicago welcome.
Oh, I mean, listen, we'd
have him on the show.
We'd have to have him on.
We might
have to have him on next week, Dustin, because he's in England, and that would be perfect.
Let's do that. Book him.
It'd be awesome.
It'd
be a nice time for him.
That would be so funny.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Speaking of friends of the program, congratulations. This whole score team wants to congratulate Carl Allegretti. He is going to be inducted into the Indiana Football Hall of Fame this weekend.
Fantastic.
He's the president of Arbor Investments. He played high school football at Andrean High School in Maryville.
Okay.
And also he played college football at Butler, home of the Bulldogs, in the Butler Bowl.
Yeah.
Yes, I love the Butler Bowl. He is among the inductees. The ceremony is Sunday in Maryville. And the score wants to congratulate Carl Allegretti, the newest member of the Indiana Football Hall of Fame.
Great friend to the station. Great guy. Really has. We've gotten
his
to
son's
know
pretty
him
good
over
too.
The years. His son can,
his son's
son can play a bit of football, right?
Yeah, the left guard for the Washington Commanders.
That's right.
Who just got a new left tackle and they drafted another. They have offensive linemen galore out in D.C.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
we've talked about the offensive line here, and it's been fun to talk about, but that was a guy that they should have signed.
They should have signed him
when he was available.
Yeah, they would not have been in as dire straits last year.
No question.
Or scrambling this free agency to get as many offensive linemen as they have. But now the Bears feel like they're in pretty good shape offensive line-wise.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I like to go to our lads and look at the look at the offensive linemen. Look at the, I just like their depth chart. It's really easy
to
see.
Current.
And it's up to date. What's cool is, you know, obviously you've got Darnell Wright still at right tackle. They got the three new players, and they list Braxton Jones. And right behind Braxton Jones, you got Ozzie Trapillo behind Tooney at left guard. They've got Luke Newman. So those are new players. Mm-hmm. They got Kramer listed as the backup center. They've got Ryan Bates and Kieran Amagaji on their, I guess he would be their swing tackle. It's just fun to see that stuff. Bill Murray still there.
Bill Murray's still on the team.
Fun to look at.
He came back.
Bill Murray helped, and Ryan Bates is...
He's still here.
What do you... You have any thought on him at all? He's a starter.
He's a
not
quality
a backup.
Depth piece. When you go out and you're expend as aggressively as the Bears did in free agency, and you send a message to everyone in that locker room who your starters are, Ryan Bates has to accept the role as a backup.
Yeah,
he's your backup guard.
They traded for him with Buffalo.
Yeah, they did.
Recall,
but it also just you know,
it's got another year.
It underscores you know that you're going to have attrition. That's one thing you can guarantee. How often – the Bears have gone through so many different combinations on the offensive line. To think that Ryan Bates does not still play an important role, I think would be naive, because somebody's going to get hurt somewhere along the line. They might be playing for something meaningful next year. If they're looking at a playoff spot, every game is going to matter, and the offensive line consistency will too.
And they've got, you know, there will be players to fill out the roster in camp, et cetera. But the way they have this listed at our lads, they've got Drew Dahlman as the starting center, Doug Kramer behind him. They have Chris Glazer then as the third center.
Now, not we familiar know, with his work.
But as the fourth center, they have Ricky Stromberg.
That's Dustin's
That's
guy.
Dustin's guy.
That's
Dustin's guy.
That's Dustin's guy. Keep an eye
Dustin,
on him.
At this point, as I look at it, he is the only fourth string lineman listed, but that's your guy. That's the guy that he has
that was
picked.
That was before the Bears went out in free agency. That was before the Bears, to be fair, that was before the Bears went out in free agency and signed the best center available via free agency.
What do you mean, to be fair?
Well,
Every once in a while.
We must be fair to Justin.
And provide context?
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying. I think his prediction for Pete Crow Armstrong is aging quite well. I don't know about Ricky Stromberg.
The PCA one is aging well. Pete Crow Armstrong, because of the contractual situation with Kyle Tucker and uncertainty surrounding that, Pete Crow Armstrong is the surest bet on this Chicago Cub team to be a star in Chicago for the next, by the time in the next 3 years.
Well, my prediction is going to be PCA, Pete Crow Armstrong. So a Cubs outfielder will be the biggest star in Chicago by the year 2028. And my wife absolutely despises him.
Really?
Whoa.
Thinks he's a total hot dog. Doesn't
Whoa.
Like him. So anytime like something does happen,
that's
good,
weird.
She's like,
interesting.
Wow, the Rhodes family.
I've never really encountered somebody who hasn't been a PCA fan. Like,
do you
his
listen
boy
between should... 2 and 6?
Well.
Who doesn't like him?
What, they wanted a bench this year.
Really?
Yes.
Don't they know about your prediction?
That might have been why they wanted to bench this year.
Tell you, he's having an all-star season. And he's gonna be a superstar.
He's ahead.
Superstar might be overstating. He's ahead.
2028.
Yeah, he's ahead of schedule.
Guy's ahead of schedule.
He's really playing.
Dustin was wrong.
Great center field, stealing bases, hitting for power.
He was wrong. He didn't predict the right year.
PCA.
Bruce will be on the station tomorrow morning inside the clubhouse 9 to 11 talking baseball every Saturday like we do at least 50 weeks a year. Right now, be the sixth caller to the Scores Contest line, 312-540-0670, to win your way to see our show live Friday, May 16th, 2 weeks from today, Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. Part of the studio audience, we'll talk Crosstown Series, Cubs and Sox. Plus, yes, we will be popping popcorn passionately, and the popcorn also will be provided by Nuts on Clark.
And transition on 670 The Score, brought to you by Webb Hyundai in Highland or Merrillville, Indiana. Get the vehicle you deserve at the payment you want at Webb Hyundai. We're going to be right back with Marshall and Layla. It's Mully and Haw on The Score.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now, and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.